listening to Real World News. Wave of violence against peasants of Bajo Aguan hits Honduras. The landowners in Valle del Bajo Aguan have responded with extreme violence to the conflict over land unfolded with local peasants in Honduras. Three more peasants were killed, adding to the long list of people who have been murdered in the recent days. Secundino Ruiz, chair of the Authentic Vindicator Movement of Peasants of Aguan and vice chair of the Unified Peasant Movement of Aguan, Pedro Salgado, were killed. Salgado's wife, Reina Mejia, was also murdered by hitmen. Last Friday, hundreds of police and military have been deployed in Valle del Bajo Aguan, located in the northeast of Honduras, to put an end to the violence that unleashed in the conflict over land. So far, as a result of the clashes, 11 people had died that week, adding to the over 50 who died in the recent months. According to declarations of the peasant leaders to AFP News Agency, the peasants were afraid that the military and the police supported the forces of the area's landowners. They do not do anything for us, but they are here to help the landowners' hitmen to kill people, Pedro Garcia told AFP in La Confianza community, a settlement surrounded by palm oil plantations in Bajo Aguan. As the peasants had warned, the police and military presence in the area did not prevent the surge of violence in the area. In fact, leaders Ruiz and Salgado were killed over the weekend, thus increasing the signals of alert of the grassroots movement. The bloodshed, the murder of peasants continues. Even if there are no military facilities in the area, peasant leader Rafael Alegría told Real World Radio. He explained that five leaders of the peasant movement of Aguan had been killed. The situation is quite difficult, very dramatic indeed. In these cases, the direct responsible for the incidents have not been identified. The situation is tense, scary, and painful. All the sectors are truly concerned, said Alegría. He pointed out that in the coming days, the peasant movements will define the measures it will take as a movement in an urgent meeting to analyze the situation. Meanwhile, the leader made a call for international solidarity so that human rights agencies visit Bajo Aguan and help stop the bloodbath against the peasant people.
You are listening to Real World News.